This is a time when I often let you know a little bit about the scattered family of Sears. My two colleagues in the old trust, David, has a child in college out west, and he's gone out west. I think he may be attacking a fish as we speak. He is unfortunately thousands of miles away. Dr. Harry is in what he smilingly agreed to allow me to say is the District of Maine. The founder of this church had a town in Maine named after him. And there was a little hurt in the family about our loss of Maine when it ceased to be a part of Massachusetts. I wouldn't mind having it back. Harry's children are also very scattered. He has a son in Vermont and a son in Virginia and a son in Florida with their families. My wonderful twin sister does not travel just now, but her daughter has had a daughter, and this is a great cheer in my family because we run to boys. And she's thinking of you. I talked with her yesterday. My brother in South Carolina gave us a beautiful picture of my grandmother, which is down in the gallery. And my late brother, who is buried in this church, had three sons also. And Fred, the red-headed one you've sometimes seen, is going in for surgery in a couple of days. Dan and Robin have weathered a little sadness, a little child lost, but they're two wonderful surviving kids, and they're living in Essex County. And Steve, who's baptized several of his children, I'm just talking to someone who's baptized here, are in Washington. So I stand before you as a survivor of a splattered tribe to thank you for making this house, God's house, your house too. The Reverend Everill asked me to say a little bit about the origins of our working together with the congregation and the reason for our having an anniversary in June. On a lovely day when we're in the World Cup and Curt Schilling is pitching and the U.S. Open is on and you're here. In the beginning of 1967, the Reverend Tom, the Reverend Louise Newman, wrote to my father and asked if they could buy the church. It wasn't an easy time. My mother had died just at the end of 1966. I was a hyperactive young state legislator. I actually ran for mayor during the year 67, and that was a pretty dicey year in Boston, some of you will remember. And I ran third. You have to run in the first two so I could go back to the legislature, but then Governor Volpe made me a sheriff. So I was a busy boy. I was a brand new trustee. David's grandfather, Mason Sears, who was a remarkable human being, my godfather, he was the United States ambassador to the United Nations and spent a lot of his working life helping African countries in the post-colonial period. He had resigned and turned over his seat on the little trust to me. And our third trustee was John Gardner, who had married a granddaughter of my Uncle Herbert. And there we were with a letter from the Newman saying, can we buy your church? Well, there was quite a bit to be done. The old place has always had a little water problem. We had to satisfy the requirements of the Brookline boards. The firemen and the building inspectors wanted quite a bit done. My dad had just put a new oil system in, and there was a little leak. The wood joists were not functioning. We needed emergency lights and all the things that you have to do. And that took most of 1967. My father went to a service that the Newmans gave at New England Life. A fascinating place to me, because I remember when that building went up, and that is the place where the fish weir was found, which reminds us that there were people living here 4,500 years ago. We are all immigrants, and there was almost always someone here first. That precise spot was where the services were held. And before long, we worked out an agreement. It's almost exactly like the agreement we still have, our annual agreement of things we each do. We're supposed to take care of the grounds. There was a tree dead just at that point in 67. The fence had fallen down. We're supposed to take care of the big part of the building, and the congregation helps us with the maintenance and the cleaning and the keeping things going. And we argue over the sexton. Well, all that took almost a year, and I've just given the Reverend Everill our original agreements, which were dated in April of 68. And then the first service of this sort was in June of 1968. Now, I was wrong in advising him lately that we were having our Jack Benny anniversary. We're not quite 39, we're only 38. But Fritz Weingartner, who matters a great deal around here, is having an anniversary next year. If you noticed, I started in 1967, so I'm having one too. And Reverend Douglas was asked by the trustees to be the co-minister here in 1987, so he's having an anniversary next year. So don't give up. And as far as it being Father's Day and a day of shared love, I'll just say that as far as I'm concerned, you're all my children. The scripture reading is mercifully briefer. It is from the 20th chapter of Exodus and begins at the 11th verse. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Here endeth the first scripture.